Hello and welcome from Brian. I'm pleased that you could join me today. Our episode today is devoted almost completely to one particular piece of music, the Symphony No. 9 in E minor by Antonín Dvořák. In 1891, a very determined woman with a checkbook of $15,000 per year to spend set about bringing a recognized master from Europe to her recently established National Conservatory of Music of America. Jeanette M. Turber went straight for Dvořák, and once she waved her checkbook, the deal was sealed. When Dvořák arrived in New York on September the 27th, 1892, he immediately set about discovering what this new world had to offer musically. He says, "I did not come to America to interpret Beethoven or Wagner for the public. That is not my work, and I would not waste any time on it. I came to discover what young Americans had in them and to help them express it." On a vacation in Spillville, Iowa, he spent a most productive time working on two string quartets and his New World Symphony. He absorbed the American idiom so thoroughly that the theme of the second movement of this symphony has often been mistaken for an actual spiritual. It's a curious case of the symphony giving rise to the spiritual instead of the other way around, because one of Dvořák's students later added words and created the song Going Home. Later Dvořák said, "In the Negro melodies of America I discover all that is needed for a great and noble school of music." I've chosen this particular piece to listen to today because of its overall minor key, since we are currently looking at minor key music in our series. It's a common perception that major keys are happy and minor keys are sad. This is a vast oversimplification, perpetuated by some music teachers as they try to get their learners to recognize the difference. Well, this symphony is sufficient to blow that theory right out the water. Some of the most joyful and exhilarating of all symphonic music is found in the first, third, and fourth movements of this symphony in the key of E minor. And the second movement in the key of D flat major is one of the pieces in all of the musical literature most guaranteed to bring tears to the eyes in its inexpressible longing. Just for those of you interested in the theory, E minor is the minor scale that has the same notes as G major. This downward melodic minor third is not nearly as uncommon in music as one may suspect. Let's enjoy Dvořák's Symphony No. 9, Opus 95, From the New World. It's in four movements. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For our last piece today, here is a piece by Smetana, also in E minor. This piece does one of the things that minor key pieces do, but that Dvořák avoided. What I'm talking about is when minor key pieces change into major key pieces, but using the same tonic or keynote. In this case of the Moldau, the first part, which is 331 measures out of 427, is in E minor, but the remaining 96 measures are in E major. The Moldau name comes from the German name for the source of the river in the Bohemian Mountains. In the Moldau, Smetana uses tone painting to evoke the sounds of one of Bohemia's great rivers. In his own words, the composition describes the course of the Moldau starting from two small springs to the unification of both streams into a single current, the course of the Moldau through woods and meadows, through the landscapes where a farmer's wedding is celebrated, the round dance of the mermaids in the night's moonshine. On the nearby rocks loom proud castles, palaces, and ruins aloft. The Moldau swirls into the St. John's Rapids, then it widens and flows towards Prague, past the historic fort in Prague, and then majestically vanishes into the distance, ending at the Elbe. Thank you. Thank you for joining me in the adventure in the new and old worlds. Remember, you are always welcome to write to me at brian@gsaradio.stream with comments and suggestions. Until next week, goodbye.